This is AP News. I'm Mike Hempen.
The Honorable Kevin McCarthy of the state of California, having received a majority of the votes cast, is duly elected Speaker of the House of Representatives.
It wasn't official until early Saturday morning. After 4 days of grueling ballots, Kevin McCarthy flipped more than a dozen conservative holdouts to become supporters and was elected House Speaker. But not before violence was just averted, as some McCarthy supporters confronted some of the holdouts after the 14th ballot. Fingers were pointed and words were exchanged. After he was sworn in, McCarthy thanked former President Trump.
He was with me from the beginning. Somebody wrote the doubt of whether he was there, and he was all in. He would call me and he would call others.
Not since the Civil War era has a speaker's vote dragged through so many rounds of voting. Buffalo Bills safety Damar Hamlin is making progress while still being listed in critical condition.
Doctors describe Damar Hamlin's neurological function as excellent and say the Buffalo Bills safety continues breathing on his own.
That's the AP's Julie Walker. Residents in northern and central California are bracing for more Pacific storms. Pete Mullinax is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service.
We are currently going to wind up seeing the next wave of heavy rainfall and snow move into northern and central California tonight.
The storms are atmospheric rivers capable of dropping staggering amounts of rain and snow. In New Orleans, it's party time.
Happy Mardi Gras!
Happy Mardi Gras!
The city's annual carnival season is underway, but there are concerns about violent crime and a depleted police force. And you still have time to buy a Mega Millions ticket. No one hit all six numbers Friday night, pushing the lottery prize to an estimated $1.1 billion for Tuesday night's drawing. This is AP News. Now, this week's Religion Roundup.
I'm Walter Ratliff with the Religion Roundup. One pope laid to rest another Thursday in an extraordinary ceremony at the Vatican.
Pax vobis.
Pope Francis opened the funeral of retired Pope Benedict XVI with a prayer. He and the Roman Catholic faithful bade farewell to Benedict. Mourners crowded into St. Peter's Square starting in the early morning Thursday. Clergy and lay people alike created a mosaic of garments, from the red skullcaps of the cardinals and the white robes of the priests to the simple gray tunics of monks. The former Joseph Ratzinger, who died December 31st at age 95, is considered one of the 20th century's greatest theologians. But he will go down in history for a singular revolutionary act that changed the future of the papacy. He retired, the first pope in six centuries to do so. I'm Walter Ratliff.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.